size isn't everything. Take it from someone who is shorter than most people. This past Monday, I got together with my oldest friend in the world. We met 66 years ago in kindergarten. Pete has always been much taller than me, since he's 6'2". And I used to be 5'9". I guess I get shorter as time goes on. We reminisced about our days when we tried out together for the New York Yankees at the old Yankee Stadium. As a pitcher, his height and the fact that he threw his fastball in the high 90s was a real plus, and he was noticed. My height was a question for someone who played first base. But I made it work for me, and I could hit. But some of the scouts would again point to my height. It was not like I could go out and, you know, grow 3 inches. It doesn't work that way. Size isn't everything. It was so much fun on Monday as Pete and I reminisced about our journeys together. He had been the best man at our wedding. And Marilyn and Pete's wife, Nancy, they got to listen to all of this. The crowd at Danny's was blessed to see these two old guys just enjoying each other's company. The tall guy and the short guy. Again, size isn't everything. In today's Holy Gospel reading, apparently the apostles weren't content with the size of their faith. And so they asked Jesus, "Increase our faith." And Jesus said, "If you had faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Jesus emphatically says this in today's Holy Gospel and goes on to say in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, "Whoever does not doubt in his heart but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him." Remember the Apostle Peter, when he saw Jesus coming towards him, walking on the water. And Peter went to join him, walking on the water too. But all of a sudden he realized just what was happening. And he began to sink. Peter was taken on water because doubt crept in. Faith is limitless. And I think that really is at the heart of this reading this morning. Faith, trust, and then service. Jesus speaks about a servant doing his duty and doing duty without seeking praise or glory. This is all part of Jesus' response to the request of the apostles, increase our faith. He tells his apostles that each is doing what's expected of you, no more and no less. Seems to me our duty is to live each day by faith in Jesus Christ, to walk by faith, and not to be concerned with the size of the accomplishment. I've got to tell you, it is a tremendous blessing to be surrounded by some wonderful people in this church who love to do things for the service of the Lord. Yesterday, as Marilyn and I celebrated our 8-year anniversary of being here at St. Andrew's, we're reminded how blessed we are to see people coming to church to praise and worship Jesus. Sometimes in spite of heat or the weather, and many are now returning in the aftermath of the horrible thing that gripped our community called COVID. Fellowship and service builds a church, and that's what makes us a family. It's not just the people that put on the fancy robes and process with the cross. It's the people in the pews that get down and dirty to do stuff. We have a small handful of people. But again, size isn't everything. We are a very productive church. Jesus illustrated his teaching on faith by pointing to a nearby mulberry tree, a large, stout tree known for its longevity and deep root system. Our faith is to be like a mulberry tree, large, strong, long-lasting, deeply rooted in the love that we have for God. When Jesus taught his disciples to say to the mulberry tree, the Greek word for say, elegete, is in the imperfect tense. Now, all of you know what the imperfect tense is, don't you? No, well, I'm going to tell you. The imperfect tense is an action that's still going on, even in the past. In other words, to repeatedly command the problem to depart. For example, begone, Satan, repeatedly commanding him to depart. Not just say it once, but keep going on until you achieve a breakthrough. Persistence. Keep commanding your problem to be uprooted. Don't give up, and continue to keep the faith and believe. I think Jesus is saying that the only way to increase our faith is by using whatever faith we do have. Even a teeny tiny faith the size of a mustard seed could uproot the tree with the strongest roots and transplant it elsewhere, like in the sea. The kids are in the back right now, and they're all being given a mustard seed by Miss Mallon. And I had given mustard seed out about 3 years ago, had the ushers give everybody a mustard seed. I think some of them are still in the pews. No, I'm kidding. But it's very important that we understand that even minuscule faith, if exercised, can accomplish what would appear to be impossible. If you use it, it will grow. The impossible, immovable mountains which challenge us suddenly are no longer impossible, no longer immovable barriers. The mountainous nature of the problem is no longer mountainous. Together with God, we're an overwhelming force. If you think for 1 minute that you're an overwhelming force, you better think again, because none of us in here can do anything without God. It's God that carries things out, and he uses us as a vessel. In Matthew 21:21-23, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive, if you have faith." The requirement to moving mountains in prayer is having faith in God. Size isn't everything, but persistence and belief in faith, in your faith, is. So why did Jesus use a mustard seed? Well, today we have everything at our fingertips. You want a mustard seed? Chances are you go into the kitchen and look at your different spices. We have phones. We can check on something. You know, if you hear something important in church and you want to find out more about it, not during church, I hope, but after church, you'll go out and use that G-O-O whatever and go out and find it, look at it, and learn more. We have so many things. For example, we have microwave ready-to-eat food. Just pop it in, and in moments, you have a dinner. Macaroni and cheese, boom, it's there. So many things. But in Jesus' day, people grew their food because almost everyone had their own garden. An important part of the garden was the mustard plant. It was well known for its power against disease. It counteracted against venom. And while it's pretty spicy, it adds its unique flavor to food. How many people in here reach for the hot sauce? I figured that. It's always this side of the church. But think about that. Mustard seed is so tiny. And when it grows, it doesn't just become a plant, it becomes a tree. A tree on which birds perch. Faith is like a seed. It starts with something small and over time grows into something larger that allows us to do great things, not in our name, but in Jesus' name. The apostles thought that they would be more effective if Jesus would only grant them more faith. Increase our faith! And Jesus focused not only on the quantity of faith, but its character. More faith does not mean greater ability to accomplish things, because God is the one who does the work. Even a small amount of faith can lead to remarkable results if it's the result of a genuine, authentic trust in Almighty God. Size isn't everything. You sort of get the title of this sermon? When we ask for more faith, like the disciples did in today's Holy Gospel, it's often because we're facing struggles. Things are facing to us and we're like, oh gosh, what are we going to do? And we fear that our faith will weaken or we won't match the trials that we're facing. Jesus tells both the disciples and us that the size of faith we have is not important. What matters is the quality of our hearts. The quality of our faith. A small amount of faith will enable us to do great things for God and with God. Having faith doesn't mean that we'll have the power to perform amazing miracles. Sometimes the simplest things done in faith can have huge impacts. Just touching someone on the shoulder and saying, I'm praying for you, I love you, can have an impact. You don't know what people are dealing with inside. But just knowing that their brother or sister in Christ is touching them and saying, I'm praying for you. Or seeing the face of a young acolyte comes out to serve a first service as an acolyte and has a look of awe and wonder on their face. Believe me, in the last 8 years, I've seen tremendous growth in each and every acolyte serving the Lord. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful. How many of us have gardens? I know Marilyn does. They all start as seeds. Once these seeds are planted, they slowly grow into plants and vegetables of different sizes. There's a seed that I detest. And it's not going to grow anymore. We had it sprayed on Monday. No more Bahia grass. It's gone. They did a good job on that. But, you know, no more jungle. But everything in the lawn, in the garden, starts out as seeds. And they grow into plants and vegetables of various sizes. Marilyn has this little garden inside that starts in a cup and grows, and she's got cucumbers growing and all sorts of things inside under lights. It's just amazing. And those gardens, no matter inside or outside, they bear much fruit. And the benefits will be blessing you in quite a while, in a little while. Think about the joy you receive when they're all grown up and you get to pick them and eat them. That's pretty great. Oh, by the way, save the seeds. You might be able to get them to grow again next time. 7 years ago, October 2nd, 2016, I had the ushers give everybody their own mustard seed. And they're tiny, and the kids are getting what was left of those, about the size of the head of a pin. Planting them would bring shocking results. From such a small seed, you wouldn't expect it to do anything, but it grows up. And Jesus told us that the mustard seed produces a plant that became a tree and was greater than all the herbs of the garden plants. In Luke 13:19, Jesus described the kingdom of God by saying this, "It's like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree. and the birds of the air perched on its branches. And Jesus told us that the seed is like the dot, grows to incredible size. In Matthew 17:20, Jesus replied to the apostles who questioned why they couldn't heal someone. He said, because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say this to the mountain, move from here to there and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And so I say to you one more time, size isn't everything. When I was serving at St. Bartholomew's Anglican Church in Tonawanda, New York, I was blessed to teach 9 years of confirmation classes. As a matter of fact, I was talking to our confirmation class yesterday, and one of those classes had 29 kids in it. What a great confirmation it was when 29 kids knelt before the bishop and were confirmed. Well, this year we're going to have two. Size isn't everything, but the fact is the faith of the people that come forward. I would tell each class that the definition of faith is this: trusting God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all things and in all circumstances. Think about that. It's not having huge faith, or even medium or extra large faith. It's simply trusting God in everything. Our response to the blessing of faith that God gives us should be a desire and ability to do whatever Jesus asks us to do, including great things. We should not be concerned with the size. One last time, because size isn't everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.